From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A group of Chicago-area Muslims is taking to the airwaves to educate Americans. Radio Islam is a nightly talk show on a small AM station in Chicago. Its organizers are hoping to take the program nationwide to counter stereotypes about Islam they hear in broadcasts by other radio talk shows. Cheryl Corley reports.
In the tiny control room of WCEV Radio, an engineer and a producer, already hunched by the phone, take a quick glance at the clock. The station sells time to producers of ethnic programs, and its newest show is about to begin.
WCEV now presents Radio Islam. Produced
this day, Samira Saeed, one of the program's seven Muslim hosts, starts Radio Islam's hour-long show with a newscast while producer Chuck Ruby gets ready for the next segment.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes, I think. We're coming out of news. I'm going to put you on hold.
The guest on the telephone is Professor Jack Shaheen, who examines how Muslims and Arabs are portrayed in film in his book Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies a People.
So what we have is an unending barrage of images that teach audiences that Muslims are different. They're not to be trusted.
Radio Islam is the latest offering of Sound Vision Foundation, a program that produces video, audio, and web-based programs for Muslims and others interested in learning more about Islam. The foundation's president, Abdul Malik Mujahid, says he wants the call-in radio show to foster dialogue and a better understanding between neighbors.
How many times you hear Muslims have been condemned the terrorism? They're doing that every day in their living rooms, because we are living the nightmare of all those effects, you know. First, you're sad for what is happening for the people who are suffering. At the top of it, we're concerned about what happens to us as a backlash in America. So this is being done, but people don't know our story.
Radio Islam is among a number of Islam-related radio talk shows, but the research director for the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CAIR, says most others are weekly, not in English, often deal with religious issues, and are mainly geared towards new immigrants. Mohammed Nimmer says a national poll released by CAIR earlier this month shows ventures like Radio Islam are needed.
Well, the poll asked an open-ended question. What comes to mind when you hear the word Muslim? Only 2% could come up with something that was deemed positive. About a fourth agreed or strongly agreed with statements like Muslims value life less than other people, Islam teaches hate and violence, and Muslims teach their children hate and violence.
And it's those perceptions the organizers of Radio Islam say they hope to dispel.
And welcome back. You're listening to Radio Islam at 1450 AM.
In the studio, two Muslim comedians, Brother Azim and Preacher Moss, have come to talk about Moss's stand-up show that's now on tour called Allah Made Me Funny.
Muslims came out, and on a Monday night, the clubs normally close.
Mm-hmm.
They came out, there was no alcohol, there was no cursing, there was no pork. It was just people coming, and you know, Muslims in usual style. Some of them came late.
Chuck Ruby, one of several producers, says this day's show was a good example of the effort to include Muslims from various ethnic groups, Arab, African American, and white, as well as non-Muslim guests.
We're not preaching, we're not trying to convert anybody, we're just trying to get information on the air, and it's not intended to be all about news either. I know that there are guests that have been on, and as we develop the programming, we're going to cover all kinds of subjects. It's a talk show.
And executive producer Mujahid says he's negotiating with stations in five other cities to get Radio Islam on the air. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.